It's 11:42 on Thursday, June 18th, 2015, and this is the Hidden Note. So, I was going to talk tonight about the happenings at the day job. I think I want to wait another night to sleep on, so to speak, before really kind of getting into what happened today. And to see if there's any additional resolution. So, what I want to talk about is, Steven Universe. I just, watched the 4 out of the 5 episodes that came out this weekend. Man, this is a good cartoon. It's a good show. The writing is fantastic. Like many Cartoon Network shows, it starts off very childish, very, you know, kiddy. But you give the show a chance, and it grows on you. It grows in terms of the characters, their personality, what they're experiencing, what they feel, what they change, how they adapt. And all the characters are changing. That's what I really dig about the show, is that all the main characters and a lot of the second-tier characters go through actual change. They don't exist in a vacuum. Everybody has their trials, their issues, their points of conflict. And they learn and they change from them. From Connie being Steven's love interest to her wanting to be more than just a damsel in distress. She wants to be a actor in the field to help defend Steven, to help destroy the things that threaten her planet. To seeing the arc of Amethyst as she becomes more who she wants to be instead of who she thinks everybody else wants her to be. You know, learning more about Garnet's choice to be a fusion, and this past episode, episode 4 last, seeing what it means to have what it makes you be corrupted and turned evil. The show gets exceedingly deep, despite supposedly being a kid's show. You know, let's not even get into the complex relationships in the show, the fact that the gems are asexual, but can at times choose to have gender. The fact that, you know, the relationships of the characters are entirely based on the concept of fusing, the concept of, you know, emotionally becoming one. You know, that's huge concepts, and a lot of stuff that I would find cool as a kid, but seeing as a adult, I really get the complexity of it. I mean, I've enjoyed shows like Adventure Time, fantastic show, you know, and, you know, Being Puppy Cat, you know, really good shows in that genre, that feel. But man, Steven Universe has just really opened up what a children's show can be, the length it can go, to show a rich, complex tapestry of characters. You know, slowly, but, you know, clearly define a growing backstory, a growing history to the world at large that they exist in. It's phenomenal. So, that's pretty much what's on my mind. So, happy-go-lucky feelings about that show. I highly recommend checking it out. I highly recommend watching the show and just digging on it. You gotta give it some time, especially if you're not used to watching modern cartoons. You've gotta give it a little bit of time to get past some of the childishness of it. But, you know, it's worth it. It's really cool. And let me know if you watch it, let me know if you think about it. And with that, I'll talk to you tomorrow, maybe with a bit more super ultra serious of a topic. So, until then, bye-bye.